各位弟兄姐妹们，各位朋友们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, dear friends.
还有在线上的弟兄姐妹们和朋友们，早上好。
And good morning to all the saints and friends joining us online.
今天我们是传福音的聚会。
Today we'll be sharing the gospel.
我们会讲一个题目，叫做“愿你们平安”。
We'll be sharing on this topic is to that may peace come to you.
我首先问一个问题。
Now, I first would like to ask this question.
在过去的两年多的时间里面，你平安吗？
In these past 2+ years, have you enjoyed peace? Are you peaceful?
当我们面对这个问题的时候，我们的心中一定是五味杂陈。
And when we are considering this question, perhaps we have nothing to grasp on or we are not at peace.
一场史无前例的全球性的大瘟疫。
There is this pandemic that has never come upon the world wide before.
叫我们岁月静好的日子完全被打破了。
And all the, of our life has been turned upside down, in these times.
我不知道这两年的时间你是怎么过来的。
Now, I don't know how you have spent these past couple of years.
你遇见了什么？
And what you have encountered.
你经历了什么？
And what your experiences are.
我们个人可能都有所不同。
Perhaps it is different for each one of us.
但有一点是共同的。
But there is one point that is alike.
我们的心中这两年一定是充满了恐惧。
That within our hearts in these past 2 years, dread and fear has occupied our hearts.
我们的里面多少的焦虑。
There are so many, much anxiety within us.
我们里面多少的忧郁，也有多少的不安。
There is much unrest and depression within our hearts.
许多人在长期的焦虑当中。
And many who are under a prolonged period of anxiety and depression.
最后坚持不下去了。
And they just cannot bear it anymore.
他们选择结束自己的生命。
Perhaps some would even choose to end their life.
瘟疫没有叫我们丧命。
Now, perhaps the pandemic was not the cause of our losing our life.
导致忧郁把我们给击垮了。
But it was the other factors such as depression, anxiety that will take our life.
在去年的时候，我突然接到一个电话。
Last year, I received a sudden call.
教会里面的一个姐妹，她的朋友。
There was a friend of a sister in the assembly.
一位女士从外州来到纽约。
There was a visitor from another state that visited New York.
说是要来散散心。
She came with the intention of taking some time away.
可是在纽约市住了不到几天。
But she was only living in New York for a few days.
就从曼哈顿桥上面跳下去了。
Then she jumped off the Manhattan Bridge.
年仅40几岁。
She was in her 40s.
留下她的丈夫和两个正在读大学的儿子。
And she was remained as her husband and her two children who are in college.
那一天，我陪同他们的家人一同到纽约唐人街的殡仪馆。
That day, I accompanied the family to the friends to the mortuary that was in Chinatown in New York.
看到躺在灵柩中的这位女士真的是非常的年轻啊。
And I did see this young woman lying there still, and she was very young.
大家都非常的伤心。
And we were all very sorrowful.
一个正值壮年的生命就这么结束了。
This is how one's life, even in their prime, have ended.
朋友们
Dear friends,
我们的人生里面一定会遇见许多的急难呢。
Through our life, we are surely facing many difficulties and challenges throughout life.
在急难的时候，你靠什么度过呢？
During these challenging times and difficulties, what is our anchor that will carry us through?
当这个世界上面没有任何一种力量可以帮助我们的时候，我们从哪里可以得安慰呢？
When we do not receive any strength, any security from things of this world, where do we find the comfort?
你可能会说这两年很特别。
Perhaps we say, well, this is definitely very unique throughout history in these past 2 years.
这不过是暂时的困难，很快就会过去了。
But this is all but temporary and all will pass soon enough.
真的吗？
Is that true?
当一切恢复正常的时候，我们就真的开心了吗？
When things return to somewhat of a normalcy, will we truly be joyful?
我们就有平安了吗？
Will we then have rest and peace?
恐怕不见得。
Perhaps not.
其实我们人呢，从一生下来就面对各样的压力。
In fact, once we are born, we are already faced with many challenges.
前段时间有一个朋友生了一个孩子。
Not too long ago, I had a friend who had a newborn.
我们去看他们。
And we went to visit them.
孩子抱在手上。
And he was carrying the newborn babe.
刚刚满月，大家都很开心。
It's just a month old newborn, and everyone is joyful.
可是没想到他的妈妈这个问我一句话。
But then the mother, out of the blue, asked me this question.
她问，你说这个孩子将来长大了可以上常青藤吗？
And mom asked me, once this child grows up, what will become of this child?
你看，还一个在襁褓中的孩子，就大人就问这种问题。
With a newborn babe, the mom would ask about the future of this newborn babe.
大人的这种压力都会传递给我们的孩子。
Even the stress from the adults will be passed on to the children already in the knowing what school this child will go to.
然后我们长大了。
And we grow older.
到了少年和青年的时候。
When we're in our youth, when we are still young.
我们开始走向社会。
And we're entering into society.
我们就开始要直面各种压力。
And it is coming face to face with all the stress and all the pressures of this world.
求学的压力。
We have to pursue after our academics.
婚姻的压力。
And there is the pressures of a marriage.
踏进职场所要面对的各种压力。
And all the stress and challenges that come with our careers.
在座的许多的朋友们，弟兄姐妹们，我们都年轻过。
Now, brothers and sisters, dear friends, we have all been young once.
我们知道做年轻人是很不容易的。
And we know it is not easy to be a young person.
然后我们就到中年了。
And then we get into our middle age.
到了中年的时候，我们上有老，下有小。
And when we're in the middle age, we're in the sandwich generation with the elders, seniors above us, and the youngs underneath us.
到中年的时候，人最想要的是什么？
What is it that the middle age group will sought after?
要想要什么？
What is it that we desire?
想要多赚点钱，对不对？
Perhaps we want to gain and make more money.
因为你想啊，
Because we're thinking,
等我赚够了钱的时候，我这一辈子就安了。
Once I make enough money, then I can rest and have enjoy the rest of my life.
真的吗？
Is that true?
香港有一个姓陈的明星。
Now, there is this entertainment star in Hong Kong by the name of Chen.
那最近他在他的这个直播的频道里面对网友们说。
And he, with his broadcast, he is saying live cast to his fans and friends.
他说，我现在真的感觉压力很大呀。
And the comment was, oh, I feel so much pressure nowadays.
因为疫情的原因，我已经有一年多没有工作了。
Oh, because I have been out of work or not working for over a year now.
我的卡里面只剩下3000万了。
And my bank account, what is only remaining in my balance is 30 million.
我真的心里面觉得很慌。
Oh, so I feel really, I don't know what to do with such a low balance.
朋友们，三千万可不是小数目。
Now, 30 million is not a small balance.
所以，金钱不管你有多少，是没有办法叫我们得着平安的。
Therefore, with money, no matter how much your balance is, it cannot give us true peace.
我们以为钱多了就平安了。
We think perhaps the more money we accumulate, the more peace we have.
其实不是这样子的。
In fact, that is not the case.
好，到最后我们终于到了老年了。
Now we are in our senior years.
老年的生活如何呢？
How do we spend our days in our senior years?
许多的老人家老年的生活其实很落寞的。
Now, for many seniors, actually, it is quite grim in their senior years.
我赚了一辈子的钱了。
I've worked all my life for all this wealth.
年老了就不能再赚钱了。
And when I'm old, I cannot make money anymore.
很多的老人家觉得自己实在是没有什么用了。
And so many of the elders, elderly people would feel they're not very useful.
如果是女士的话还稍微好一点。
Perhaps for the ladies, it might be somewhat better.
你可以帮你的儿子去做做饭什么之类的。
Perhaps you can cook for the family.
可是如果是男士呢？
For the senior males,
什么忙都帮不了。
They seem like they're not able to give a helping hand with anything.
就像这一次我儿子生了一个孩子。
Just like my son, we have a newborn.
我太太说他要过来帮他们坐月子。
My wife said that she'll come for this newborn to help them with the newborn for the health of the mom for the child.
我说，哎，我也要去啊。
And I said, oh, let me come along too.
然后几乎所有的人问我说，哎，你去干什么？
And then pretty much it's a blanket statement. Others ask, well, James, why are you going?
所以这就是我们年纪慢慢的。长大了以后的进入年老年的时候遇见的一个光景。
And this is the condition as we grow older, and that is the condition that we face.
更糟糕的是
What is even worse?
我们年纪长了以后我们的身体是一天比一天更衰败。
As we grow older and older, our bodies get weaker and weaker.
那前面等着我们的是什么呢？
And what awaits for us ahead?
我们大家都知道是死亡。
We know what is lying ahead, which is death.
所以朋友们，我们一生一世，我们有平安吗？
Therefore, my dear friends, throughout our entire life, do we truly have true peace?
难道我们的一生就是要在这样各样的不安中度过吗？
Is it that throughout our life that we do spend our days with such unrest and lack of peace?
我们来读一段圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
是在约翰福音的第二十章。
It is found in the Gospel according to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章第十九节到二十节。
We'll read from the Gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20.
约翰福音二十章十九节到二十节，我们翻到，我们一起来读。
Let us read together when we turn to it. The Gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20.
一起来。
We'll read together.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。经文比较短，我们再读一遍好吗？
It's rather short, two verses. Let us read it through once again.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。这段经文我想分三个重点来分享。
With these two verses, I'd like to share three points.
第一个重点我想分享的是平安的降临。
And the first point is peace unto you, the coming of peace.
我们的人生一生一世是有平安的。
Now, there is peace throughout our life.
平安是可以降临在我们当中。
Now, peace can come upon us.
只不过我们以前不知道。
But perhaps we did not aware of it.
平安的降临是我要分享的第一个重点。
The first point, the coming upon us of peace.
第二个重点我想分享平安的代价。
Now, the second point I'd like to share is the cost of this peace.
平安不是没有代价的。
Now, peace comes with a price.
那平安的代价是什么呢？
What is then the cost of peace?
这是我想分享的第二个重点。
This is the second point I'd like to share.
第三个重点我想分享的是平安的得到。
And the third point is the receiving, the gaining of peace.
我们怎么样才能够得到这个平安呢？
How then are we able to receive such peace?
我们先分享平安的降临。
Let us first share about the coming upon of peace.
在圣经里面记载的这个故事。
This is the story that's recorded in the Bible for us.
我稍微要解释一下它的背景。
Let me give you some background upon this event.
这个故事发生的时间是七日的第一日。
Now the episode began on the first day of the week.
啊，就是星期天的晚上。
That is the night of Sunday.
在三天前，也就是星期五的时候，发生了什么事呢？
Now what happened 3 days ago, which was on a Friday?
这些门徒们所跟从的耶稣。
Jesus, whom the disciples had followed,
在星期五的时候被钉了十字架。
This Jesus, whom they followed, was crucified on the cross on Friday.
被犹太人处死了。
And he was put to death by the Jews.
你知道这些门徒们已经跟从了耶稣有三年多的时间了。
Now these disciples of Jesus, they followed him for over 3 years.
结果师父被处死了。
And their master now has been put to death.
我们想一想当时他们的心中是什么感觉呢
?Let us think and consider what was going through their minds, what is in their heart.
一定是充满了不安对不对
?Of course, it is filled with unrest.
所以你看这里圣经说
,And here even the scriptures record,
门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了。
The doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews.
可是在这个时候发生了一件事。
But at this very moment, this took place.
耶稣来。
Jesus came.
当我们读到这里的时候，我们首先可能要问一个问题。
Now, when we read to this point, we must first ask a question.
耶稣是谁呢？
Jesus, who is Jesus?
简单一点说，耶稣就是上帝。
Now, simply put, Jesus is God.
耶稣就是上帝自己成为人的样式来到人世间。
Jesus is God himself who became man and came into this world.
耶稣自己就是上帝。
And Jesus himself is God.
他就是神。
He is God.
我今天没有太多的时间来说明这一点。
Today, I do not have enough time to expound on this point.
没有太多的时间来说明天地之间有一位神。
To explain that on heaven and earth there is God.
是这位神创造了天也创造了地。
And it is this God who have created the heavens and the earth.
还创造了我们人。
He is also the creator of man.
圣经里面也从来没有试图要证明这一点。
And the Bible never goes in detail to explain, to prove this very fact.
圣经里面就是宣告有一位神。
It is a mere proclamation, there is God.
然而关键的问题是什么呢
?And then, what is the key question?
朋友们今天我们活在地上。
Dear friends, today as we live,
我们为什么没有平安呢
?Why is it there is no peace?
其实就是因为我们不认识这位上帝。
The reason being is because we do not know this God.
我们不认识这位创造了我们还爱我们且要保护我们的神。
We do not know the very God who created us, who loves us, and who desires to keep us, to care for us.
我记得小时候我最开心的一件事情啊。
I remember when I was young, a very joyful time is...
就是过年的时候跟着我妈妈一起到城里去。
During the New Year, I would go with my mother into the city.
那我是在农村长大的。
I grew up in the rural village areas.
那过年的时候能够去城市里面去我舅舅家那是我们非常开心的事。
During the New Year, when we can head into the city to visit my uncle, it's a wonderful time for me.
到了城市里面你想想看小孩子想不想出去看看。
Now, of course, you can just imagine when the little child's in a big city, the little child wants to go all around.
那可是我们家有兄弟三个。
But there are three siblings.
那我是老大。
I was the oldest of the three brothers.
所以我妈妈出去的时候呢，那我就要去。
So when my mother went, I would follow her.
那我妈妈手里面肯定是抱着老三。
And of course, in her hands is the youngest, my youngest brother.
那一手呢拉着我们家老二。
And then one hand has number two.
那我怎么办呢
？What about for me?
我妈妈说你抓住我的衣服。
My mom said just hang on to my clothes.
因此我们就上街去。
And so that's how we would all four of us would walk go along in the streets.
那小孩子到了街上肯定是非常好奇嘛。
Now of course for a young child when you're in a big city you're very curious.
手是拉着我妈妈的衣服。
Yes, my hand is on my mom's garment.
那眼睛肯定是左看右看。
But my head is turning left and right.
有一天
，One day，
我回头一看
，When I turned around，
我妈不见了。
My mom was gone.
哇，那个时候。 一股极大的恐惧笼罩着我。
Oh, at that very moment, just the fear just came upon me.
啊，立即在街上就大哭起来。
And I just started screaming and crying.
朋友们
，Dear friends,
我们今天生活在这个世界上的状况。
Today the situation which we live in this world.
其实就像一个走丢了的孩子。
In fact, it is just like a lost child in this big world.
我们生来就被这个社会所教育。
And when once we're born, we're educated by the system of this society.
没有神，没有神。
Without God, no God.
我们生命里面没有这位真神。
And in our hearts, we do not know and have this true God.
我们不认识他，也不懂得信靠他。
We do not know him, and we do not know how to trust in him.
于是我们就要自己面对我们自己的未来。
Therefore, we have to face our future alone.
我们要自己来面对未来那么多的不确定性。
And alone, we face all the uncertainties of the future.
我们必须要自己面对。
And we must face it alone.
可是又无力把握。
And we have no assurance at all.
也无法控制。
And we have no control of what is ahead.
你说我们心里面慌不慌啊？
Then you can just imagine, do we feel very helpless and fearful within?
所以我们的心里面是充满了不安的。
So within our hearts, it is filled with insecurities, unrest.
那一次我走丢了。
On that episode, I was lost.
我记得后来是我妈妈回头来找我。
I remember it was my mom who turned back and came and sought me out.
那我看到妈妈了。
And I saw my mom.
那终于我就不哭了。
And then I stopped crying.
所以朋友们。
So, dear friends.
今天我们要重新得到平安的一个核心关键是什么呢？
Today, what is the key, the core of how we can again gain peace?
是要认识并且相信这位真神。
It is that we have to come to know and believe this true God.
耶稣他就是神。
Jesus, he is God.
他来到我们人间。
And he has come into this world.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他爱我们。
Because he so loved us.
他就要来找我们。
He came to seek us out.
叫我们透过他可以认识真神。
So that through him we can come to know the true God.
可以回到神的家。
That we can return to God's house.
就像当年我妈回头来找我一样。
Just as my mom came back to look for me.
好，我们再来看十九节这节经文。
Now, chapter 20 of Gospel according to John, verse 19.
耶稣来站在当中。
Jesus came and stood in the midst.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是说耶稣复活了。
This means he has risen.
朋友们，你们听到这里可能会觉得这真是闻所未闻。
Now, brothers and sisters, friends, when you hear and read this verse, then you say, oh, this is, I have not heard or seen of this before.
一个人死了又复活，这怎么可能呢？
Someone died and now is risen. How is this possible?
其实朋友们，我们换一个角度来思想这个问题。
Now, dear friends, let us look at this from a different perspective.
如果他是神，
If he is God,
在神是没有难成的事啊。
With God, all things are possible.
因为他是神嘛。
Because he is God.
复活有什么不可能呢？
Why is it impossible for him to be risen, to be resurrected?
天地都是他造的。
He himself is the creator of all heaven and earth.
我们这个人的人体也是 他从无道有而造出来的。
Even our constitution that we were created brought from naught.
所以他死了又复活了，这有什么难呢？
And so, why is the possibility of him dying and being risen?
所以古往今来，其实全世界都有数以亿计的人相信他真的是复活了。
Therefore, throughout all ages, time and space, all the generations, there are millions upon millions who have believed the fact that Jesus is risen.
这其中不乏大科学家。
And that includes many great scientists.
不乏大政治家。
And many of these believers are politicians.
也不乏大思想家。
And many great philosophers also are believers.
那这些人可不是傻子，对不对？
Now, all these renowned people, they are not a dumb or uneducated.
所以耶稣复活这件事情，既然别人相信，我们也是可以相信的。
The fact that Jesus is risen is believed upon by millions, by others, by even great men, we likewise can believe it.
然而很重要的一件事情是，
b But what is of more importance is this.
他复活跟我们非常有关系。
What is the connection, the relationship with his resurrection have to do with us?
19节这里说什么呢?
Verse 19 here, what does it say?
耶稣来站在当中对他们说,
Jesus came and stood in their midst and said unto them,
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
这里我们看见一件事。
Here we see this.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
平安就来到了。
Peace comes.
平安就降临了。
Peace has come upon them.
那为什么耶稣复活了我们就平安了呢?
Why is it the fact that Jesus is risen brings us peace?
首先耶稣复活了他就可以成为我们的帮助。
First, the fact that he is risen, he has become our help.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
他是活着的。
He is one who is alive.
那意思就是说我们祷告他是会听的。
In other words, when we pray, he hears us.
我们祈求他会帮助我们。
When we seek help, he will aid us.
当我们需要做人生很多重要的决定的时候他会引导我们。
When we have many important life choices, he will guide us.
哦这个就太棒了对吧
Oh, this is too wonderful.
我讲一个我自己的小见证。
So, a little bit of a small testimony.
我年轻的时候常常胸口会痛。
And when I was young, I always had chest pains.
那医生说这个是植物性神经痛没什么关系。
And so the doctors will say, oh, this is just perhaps in your mind, so it's not big deal.
那1998年我就来到了美国。
In 1998, I came to the U.S.
啊，在 Sunnyvale 上班。
I was working in Sunnyvale.
那有一天晚上胸口又痛。
One evening, my chest started to be aching.
我以前胸口痛的时候呢，我就换一个姿势睡觉就可以了。
And when I had chest pains before, when I was sleeping, I would just sleep in another position and I'll take care of it.
可是那天晚上不管我怎么换姿势还是痛。
But that evening, no matter how I slept, I still had the chest pains.
睡不着觉。
I couldn't sleep.
怎么办呢?
What did I do?
那个时候我刚刚信主。
At that time, I was a new believer.
我忽然想起牧师说可以祷告。
And I recall what the pastor said, I can pray.
于是我心里面就默默地说。
So I said in my heart,
主啊,如果你是真的。
Lord, if you are real,
就请帮助我。
I ask you to help me.
很奇怪。
Very wonderfully.
当我心里面也这么默默地祷告的时候。
When I pray silently my heart in this way.
我里面的疼痛往下一垮。
And that pain just immediately went away.
我在迷迷糊糊当中很高兴。
And I was still half asleep, so I was very joyful.
我心里面就再祷告说。
And so I said in my heart again.
主啊,求你继续帮助我。
Lord, continue to help me.
我里面的疼痛就再往下一垮。
And then the pain went, even decreased more.
我很快就睡着了。
Now, very quickly, then I slept.
朋友们
Dear friends,
尽管这是一件小事哈。
Even though this is so minute.
但是是在我的生命里面第一次让我感受到。
But it was my first experience in my life that I've experienced.
我们的主耶稣是真的是活着的一位神。
Our Lord Jesus is true and he is living.
他是听祷告的神。
He hears our prayers.
现在我已经信主25年了。
Now I believe in the Lord more than 25 years now.
Almost 25 years.
Almost 35 years.
那这样的事情还有许许多多。
Now there are still many, many of these examples.
我和我的家真是无数次的体会到这一点。
My family and I have experienced this a number of times.
朋友们，在我们的人生的道路上面。
Throughout our life, dear friends.
我们总会遇见许多无助的状况。
We will encounter so many situations where we seem helpless.
谁可以帮助你呢?
Who is able to aid us?
然而信主的人他有依靠。
Of course, those who believe in the Lord, they have an anchor who they can trust.
他有这位活着的主可以依靠。
We're able to trust in our living Lord.
这实在是非常宝贵的事。
This is indeed very precious.
其次,因为主耶稣复活了。
Secondly, because the Lord Jesus is risen.
所以我们也有复活的盼望。
Therefore, we also have this hope of resurrection.
常言道,人死不能复生。
Now, we all know, once we die, we cannot live again.
当我们面对死亡的时候,我们常常是悲痛欲绝。
When we're facing death, in the face of death, we are in pain and sorrow and hopeless.
因为那是永别。
Because that is forever our farewell.
尤其是当我们非常 挚爱的、亲爱的人去世的时候
，even when our loved ones, our very dear ones, they pass away,
我们很久很久都不能释怀。
There is so long period of times that we cannot get through it.
可是如果我们知道离开我们的亲人，将来我们还可以再见面。
But the fact that we know the dear ones who have left us, we are able to see them once again.
那好不好
？Isn't that wonderful?
那实在是叫我们非常得安慰的一件事情。
In fact, that brings us such great comfort.
如果我们知道这一点
，If we know this,
那我们就不会那么悲痛了，对吧
？We will not be in too much sorrow and sadness.
那我们人有没有可能复活呢
？Now is man able to be risen?
有
，Yes.
因为耶稣早就说过了。
Because the Lord Jesus himself said long ago,
复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the life and I am the resurrection.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Those who believe in me, even though they die, they shall live.
所以朋友们，你看，这是耶稣，这是神给我们的一个应许，给我们的一个承诺。
Brothers and sisters, dear friends, this is a promise which the Lord Jesus has given us. This is his promise to us.
现在耶稣率先他复活了
，so he himself is the first to be risen，
证明这个复活真的是可能的
，to show us to prove to us this is possible，
证明他所说的我们信他的人也可以复活，这是可信的
，and this is trustworthy for us who believe in him， we can trust in him。
既然如此，面对死亡我们就没有那么害怕。
Therefore, as even as we face death, we need not fear.
因为我们知道我们跟我们的亲人不过是暂时的分别。
Because we know, even though our dear ones leave us, it is only temporary. We shall meet again.
死亡不再是永别。
Death no longer is a farewell, a forever goodbye.
而是再见。
But we shall meet again.
去年我太太的外婆去世了。
Last year, my wife's maternal grandmother passed on.
102岁。
She was 102.
然后在后面的几年当中
，In these latter years,
她实际上是有一点老年痴呆了。
Now she had suffered some dementia.
那很多人她都不记得了。
And she could not remember many, many people and things.
但是记得我的太太。
But she remembers my wife.
啊，还记得我。
She remembers me too.
啊，尽管我是女婿啊，她生女婿啊，她还记得我。
Even though I was only the grandson-in-law, she remembered me.
她为什么去世呢
？Now, how did she pass away?
因为她摔了一跤。
Because she fell.
摔了一跤就引起骨折。
And because she fell and she had some bone spurs.
那医生说也这么大年纪了，不太好做手术。
And so because of the broken bones, and her age, it's hard to have an operation.
所以不太久她就过世了。
And shortly after that, she passed away.
在她过世之前的一段时间里。
The time before she passed away.
她口里面一直念的名字就是我和我太太。
The name that she continued to mutter was my names of my wife and me.
所以到最后的时候她过世的时候我们真的是心里面有点难过。
When she passed away, we were very sorrowful.
她什么人都不记得。
She could not remember anyone else.
只记得我和我太太的名字。
Only the names of my wife and me.
朋友们。
Dear friends.
如果是你的话。
If it is you.
你怎么得安慰。
How are you comforted?
在这么样的疫情的时候
under the pandemic,
我们又没办法回国， no, 没办法回国。
We cannot go to visit her.
领事馆连签证都不给我们。
Because she lived in another country, we cannot even get our visas.
因为事情太过紧急。
Because it was very urgent.
我们回去还要隔离。
Even when you went sudden and we went back, we would have to be in quarantine.
朋友们，我们怎么得安慰
？Dear friends, how will we be comforted in this situation?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们这位的这位老外婆。
This elderly maternal grandmother.
她是一个信主的人。
She is a believer.
我们知道，我们今天我们在地上没办法再见到她。
We know that we shall meet again.
但是我们知道，在天上我们会再相见。
Perhaps we won't see her on earth anymore, but one day in heaven we shall see each other again.
所以，朋友们。
Dear friends,
耶稣复活了
Jesus is risen.
我在我们今生今世的日子里面
in our life, all the days of our life.
我们可以从他那里得帮助。
We're able to receive help throughout our life.
因为他是听祷告的神。
Because he is a God who hears our prayers.
面对死亡，面对未来。
When we face the future, when we even face death,
我们有复活的盼望。
We have the hope of resurrection.
哇，这都是非常非常大的福气。
Oh, what a wonderful, great blessing this is.
然而，我们要得到这样的福气啊。
In order to receive such a blessing,
不是没有代价的。
There is a cost.
哦，不是我们付代价。
Now, this is not a price that we pay.
是有人付代价。
But someone paid the price.
那谁付了代价呢？
Now, who paid the price?
谁付了这个平安的代价呢？
Who paid the price for this peace?
我们再往下看这段
经文。If we read on.
20节。
Verse 20.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。
And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side.
请问耶稣的手和肋旁有什么？
Then what is about his hands and his side?
在三天前，耶稣被钉，被挂了十字架。
Three days ago, he was crucified, hung on the cross.
钉子是从他的手掌上面钉过去的。
And the nails pierced his hands.
所以他的手上是有钉痕的。
Therefore, his hands have the scars of the nail piercing.
在他在挂在十字架上的时候。
And even when he was hung on the cross.
曾经有一个士兵要看他到底死了没有。
There was a soldier who wanted to see if he had died.
就拿枪砸他的肋旁。
Pierced him on his side.
结果血水流出来。
And outflowed both water and blood.
证明他已经死了。
To show that he died.
所以他的肋旁是有枪伤的。
Therefore, there is a wounded side, a scar on his side.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。
And when Jesus had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side.
我们从这一节经文的行文上面，我们就可以明白。
Now, even in the letter of the word here, we can understand.
上面耶稣说愿你们平安那句话
When Jesus said peace unto you
和他的这个手肋旁上的钉痕和枪伤是有关系的
How it is connected with the fact of his hands and his side which have wounds
说得更清楚一点
So to be more clear
耶稣在十字架上面受伤且死在十字架上面
He was wounded on the cross and he died on the cross
他这样为我们换回来了平安。
This was the price which he paid on the cross in order for us to have such peace.
所以平安不是白白得来的。
Therefore, peace is not free.
平安是耶稣以命换命，付了代价，我们才能够得到的。
But peace came at a price, and this price was his own life for ours, and he gave his life in order for us to have this peace.
这是怎么回事呢？
What is this about?
我们刚才说到人之所以失去平安
We have mentioned man lost peace
就是因为我们不认识这位造我们的神
Because we do not know the God who created us
人不认识神人离开神
Man did not know God and we leave God, we forsake God
不但内心没有平安
Not only do we not have rest in our hearts
而且因为跟神断绝了关系
But because we have severed that relationship with God
就成为了一个有罪的人
We have become a sinner
他在生活当中也必定是常常犯罪
And in our life as a sinner We will for surely sin often and always
我们说到这里的时候有些朋友们的心中可能有点不太服气
Yeah, perhaps upon this point Some friends upon hearing this Would not agree and submit to this thought
你可能会想我怎么会是一个罪人呢
Perhaps your thought is How can I be a sinner?
我又没有杀人又没有放火
I did not kill anyone I did not commit any arson or crimes
朋友们圣经里面说到我们是一个罪人
Dear friends When the Bible tells us that we are all sinners
不是说我们犯了什么刑事罪
It is not because we have committed any criminal act
是说我们本应该像神一样有那个公义怜悯和慈爱的性格
But it is speaking of the fact that in our nature created in his image we ought to have his righteousness, his love and his grace and mercy
可是因为我们不认识神
But because we do not know God
我们生来就是以自我为中心
And we are born as self-centered people
我们天生 就会说谎。
By nature, we will lie.
我们就会欺骗。
And we will deceive.
我们就是诡诈。
And we are cunning.
我们就是尊敬。
And we will envy and strive.
我们就是仇恨。
And we have hatred.
我们就是嫉妒。
And we have envy and jealousy.
生来是这样的本性里的人。
And we are born innate with this character, this nature.
圣经里面叫做罪人。
And the Bible calls this a sinner.
人是这个样子的。
And this is how man is.
所以在他后面的日子里面。
So in the days ahead.
一定是落在各样的罪孽过犯里面。
We will by nature commit all this sin.
这些罪不但污秽自己。
And such sin not only defile ourselves.
也叫我们周围的人受伤害。
But we also harm and bring sadness to those around us.
我曾经在许多的企业里面工作过。
And I have worked in different jobs and industries.
我曾经在中国国内的国有企业里面工作过。
I worked in a certain different industries in China.
请问在国有企业里面，人和人之间有没有尊敬？
Now, on different career paths, when you're working, you will have strivings amongst your competition, amongst your peers.
有没有？
Right?
一定有的，对不对？
Yes, you will compete against one another.
请问一下，在美国的大公司里面，人和人之间有没有尊敬？
In the great companies, big companies you work for in your careers in the US, there will be competition as well.
我曾经在 IBM 工作三年。
And I worked overseas for 3 years.
有没有？
I worked at IBM for 3 years. Is there a competition in such a great company?
也是有的。
Yes, there is.
在硅谷，在我们这些湾区的硅谷的小公司里面，人和人之间有没有尊敬？
Now, even in Google here, is there competition in your work?
也是有的。
Yes, there is. In Silicon Valley, all the companies, they have competition.
我还自己曾经初创过一个企业。
Now, I also was a business owner.
请问在自己的企业里面，人和人之间有没有尊敬？
Even with your own business, do you have competition?
也是有的。
Of course.
为什么会这个样子呢？
Why is that the case?
因为都是人。
Because we're all people, all humans.
人就是这个样子的。
And this is how humans are.
人天生就是这样勾心斗角。
And this is how man is. We will always try to outdo the other, and we will compete and win over the other.
人天生就是这样争权夺利，乌烟瘴气。
Is born and we want to get more and more and get more power and gain more and more.
所以人从天性本相到后天的行为。
So, born in nature, with this nature and our acts to follow are all the same.
都是满了罪，满了败坏的。
Full of sin and corruption.
朋友们，我们不要小瞧这些事情。
Now, dear friends, do not belittle such things.
人这样生活在世上面。
When man live in the world it is.
常常会导致非常严重的后果。
They will bring about consequences sometimes too severe.
比如说刚才我们讲到尊敬。
For example, even when we speak about competition,
尊敬发生在公司里面常常会导致人和人之间的关系非常的紧张。
Competition amongst peers will bring about hard feelings and some stress.
不但非常的紧张。
And not only a lot of stress,
有时候还会导致死亡。
Perhaps even bring about death.
我曾经认识一个朋友。
Now, I knew a friend,
之所以认识他是因为他要回国散心。
I say I know him because he wanted to go back home to relax.
为什么要回国散心呢？
And why did he want to get away to relax at home?
他们夫妻两个可都是高材生。
Now, they were very highly educated, both he and his wife.
在美国的原子能实验室工作。
And they work for a very big, famous company in the US.
可是他要回国散心。
But they wanted to go home, back home to relax.
因为他的太太刚刚把自己在实验室在实验室里面把自己吊死了。
Because he wanted to go home because his wife actually committed suicide. She hung herself.
非常可怕。
And it is very dreadful.
那尊敬发生在家里面呢？
What about competition in the household?
更糟糕。
Even worse.
家本来是我们的安息之所。
Now, home is where there is love and rest.
可是家里面我们常常吵吵闹闹。
But there's so much arguing and fighting at home.
不得安息。
There's no rest.
那真正发生在国与国之间呢？
What about fightings between nations?
常常就会带来战争，带来死亡。
It'll bring forth, of course, war and death.
所以朋友们，罪这个东西是非常可怕的。
Oh, dear friends, sin is very frightening, dreadful.
这是这个世界上面充满了败坏、冲突、凶杀和死亡的根源。
It is the very root of all the hatred, the corruption, and the killings in this world.
这样的人活在这个地上。
And when we live in such a world,
怎么可能有平安呢？
How is it possible for us to have rest and peace?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们现在看清楚一件事。
So, dear friends, brothers and sisters, let us be very clear.
罪的问题不解决，我们可能得不着平安。
If we do not deal with the root cause of sin, we will not have peace.
可是罪怎么解决呢？
Now, how do we deal with sin?
这可是我们人的一个本质的问题。
Because it is our very nature, our fabric.
我们自己是完全没有办法的。
We have no way at it at all.
我以前曾经在一个设计制造电视机的公司上班。
I used to work at a company which designed and make televisions.
请问一下，电视机坏了。
Now, if the TV, the television is broken.
去哪里修呢？
Where do you go and fix it?
回原厂修，那应该是最靠谱的，对不对？
Now, of course, if you go back to the manufacturer, that would be most trustworthy, right?
那我们人出了问题，去哪里修？
Now, if there's something wrong with our makeup,
谁能修？
Broken, who do we go to? Who is able to fix it?
只有创造我们的那位神有办法。
Only our maker, our creator, God who created us has a way.
朋友们，上帝的计划。是什么呢?
Dear friends, what is the plan which God has?
就是耶稣。
And his plan is Jesus.
这就是耶稣为什么要降世为人且要上十字架受死的原因。
And this plan is the very reason why Jesus has to become man, come into this world and go on the cross for us.
耶稣他来。
Jesus came.
就是要对付我们的罪。
It is to deal with our sin.
首先耶稣受死。
First, he died.
他实际上是为我们死的。
The fact is, he died for us.
他是替我们死的。
He died in our place.
是要承担我们罪的代价。
To bear the penalty of our sin.
怎么理解这件事情呢？
Now, how do we come to understand this?
我讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
以前有一个小女生。
There was a little young lady before.
16岁。
16.
爸爸非常的爱她。
Her father dearly loved her.
在他16岁生日的时候呢，爸爸就为他买了一部新车做生日礼物。
When she was 16 years old, her father bought her a new car as a birthday gift.
这个小女孩当然是非常的开心了。
Of course, this daughter was extremely joyful.
有一天
,One day,
这个小女生开着这部新车在高速路上面风驰电掣。
And she was just driving very joyfully, wildly on the freeway.
结果超速了。
And she sped, she was speeding.
那后面有一辆警车闪着灯跟着她。
And behind her was the police turn on the sirens to chase after her.
小女生的第一个反应就是逃。
And the first response was to flee.
结果不想到警车穷追不舍。
But she tried to speed up to escape, but the police continued to speed after her.
在一番追逐之后，最后这个小女生还撞到了警车。
And after a period of chasing, she ran into the cop, the police car.
结果她就被逮捕了。
And she was arrested.
警察就把她带到法庭。
And so then the police took her to court.
结果这个小女生一进法庭，她就开心了。
And when she went into the courtroom, she was happy.
那原来坐在审判席上的法官是她爸。
Oh, because the judge on the courtroom was her father.
当警察的陈述完毕之后，
And when the procedure was done,
法官就宣判。
And so the verdict had to be given.
小姑娘心想，这是我爸，不会判我怎么样。
So the daughter thought, well, my father's the judge, he won't give me any hard sentence.
结果法官的判决是
，And this is the sentence.
罚他做社工100小时。
And so it was community service for 100 hours.
而且罚款5000美金。
And it was $5,000 of penalty fine.
小姑娘一听到这个判决立马就崩溃了。
And when the young lady heard this, she just couldn't take it.
她想做社工100小时她还可以接受。
She thought, well, I can accept the 100 hours of community service.
可是罚款$5,000，我哪里，她哪里去找这么多钱呢？
And she thought to herself, well, I cannot have the means to pay the $5,000 in fine.
所以小女生当场就蹲在法庭上面大哭。
And so she just wept aloud in the court.
结果没有想到。
And then what happened next?
她爸爸脱了法官服。
Her father, the judge, took off his robe, his judge robe.
就从审判席上面下来。
And he came from his judgment seat down.
掏出支票本。
And he took out the checkbook.
写了一张$5,000的支票给那个书记员。
And he wrote a $5,000 check for the court.
然后就拉起女儿的手。
And then took the hand of the daughter.
说女儿，咱们回家吧。
Daughter, let's go home.
朋友们，
Dear friends,
耶稣所做的事情。
What Jesus did.
就像这个爸爸。
Is likened to what this father did.
只不过耶稣为我们所偿还的。
But the fact is what Jesus paid for us.
不只是五千块美金而已。
Was not merely a $5,000 US dollar check.
他是把自己的生命献上。
But he gave his very own life.
来还清我们的罪债。
To pay in full our penalty of sin.
因为我们每人所犯的都是死罪。
Because all the sins we have committed, the penalty is death.
耶稣付清了我们所有的罪债。
And Jesus paid in full all of our debt.
就像这个小女生一样，我们不再欠债了。
Just as this young lady, she is no longer in debt.
我们以前所犯过的所有的过犯和罪孽都还清了。
All the iniquity and transgressions we have sinned in the past are all forgiven.
我们的良心就不需要再被控告。
No longer will our conscience be accused.
我们里面也可以平安。
And we will have peace within.
耶稣来不但替我们还了罪债。
And Jesus not only came to pay the debt of our sin.
更重要的是他从死里复活。
Even more importantly, he was risen from the dead.
叫我们得着一个全新的生命。
So that we're able to have a new life.
我们原来的生命是一个会犯罪的生命。
Our old life is a life of sin.
犯罪这件事情我们根本就禁止不住。
And we cannot cease sinning.
可是当我们有了一个新生命的时候，
But because we have this new life,
我们就变了。
We change, transformed.
我们就不想再犯罪。
No longer do we delight to sin.
那怎么理解这个事情呢？
Now, how do we understand this?
大家知道果树嫁接吗？
Now, we have to understand this concept then.
有些果树啊，
And there is this tree, some fruit trees, understand this concept of fruit trees.
非常能够结果子。
Now, some fruit trees are very fruitful.
用现今的话说呢。
Now, using the terms today.
叫做野蛮生长。
And they will just be very fruitful over being extremely fruitful.
可是它所结的果子呢。
The fruit on some of these fruit trees, while they grow wild.
又涩又酸，很不好吃。
Some of these fruit trees, the way they grow is just that they are very abundant, but it is sour and it doesn't taste good.
所以有经验的果农呢，就对它进行嫁接。
Therefore, a very experienced farmer will treat such a fruit tree in this way.
把它的枝枝砍下来。
They will cut off the branches of such fruit trees.
嫁接在另外一棵母树上面。
And they will graft then the branches of the, this tree, that's fruitful tree, onto another tree.
这样嫁接了之后呢?
And after it is grafted onto another tree,
它所结的果子既多又好吃。
It will continue to be fruitful abundantly, but the fruit now is on a different tree, it will be sweet.
朋友们。
Dear friends,
今天我们就像那个野蛮生长的果树。
Today we're just like that very fruitful tree, but growing wildly and bearing fruit that is sour and not good.
我们结不出什么好吃的果子来。
In this condition, we're not able to bear forth any good fruit or tasty fruit.
可是,
but,
如果你愿意,
if you are willing,
神就把你嫁接在耶稣的身上。
God will graft you onto the good tree, the Lord Jesus.
耶稣的生命就进到我们的里面。
Then this new life will enter into us.
成为我们的生命。
And become our life.
我们就可以结出那个馨香的甜美的果子。
Then we will bring forth fruit that is good and sweet.
叫我们的神和我们周围的人都可以享用。
And such fruit will be enjoyable both to God and to those around us.
我以前啊
Now before,
我说话是带着三字经的。
Now, when I spoke, I cursed a lot.
大陆来的弟兄姐妹应该都知道。
Now, those who are from China are familiar with what I'm saying.
什么叫做三字经？
What I'm saying, the foul language that I use when I spoke.
尽管我拿到博士学位，我还是那样子说话。
Even when I had a PhD degree and educated in that way, I still spoke with foul language.
那时候我不觉得有什么。
And I didn't feel anything wrong with it.
我觉得那样说话还挺男子汉气概的。
And even the way I spoke, I felt, oh, it's very manly. Oh, I can speak proudly in this way.
那在那十年的时间我在大陆的时候。
And in those 10 years when I was in China.
我因为工作关系遇见很多的人。
And because of my work condition, I saw many different people.
他们也有这样的恶习。
And they also have the same practice of speaking in this way.
他们有许多甚而至于是身处高位的。
Now, some of them are very high position and level.
什么市委书记啊，省委书记之类的。
And they have high, official government rankings, and they are very, decorated in that sense.
我们在一起开会。
And we're in the meeting together.
一开口就是三字经。
And once you speak, it is foul language right away.
我实在是大感稀奇啊。
And I was just amazed.
他们这都在那样的高位上面。
And they're all high-ranking officials.
我们平常看他们像神一样。
And we would treat them as gods, as idols.
可是原来坐在一起的时候。
Oh, but when we're all together.
是这么的不堪。
Oh, they're just as bad as I am. We're all alike.
我回头下来。
And when I reflect.
我心里面充满了对神的感谢。
I feel with gratitude, thanksgiving to God.
我原来也是这样子。
I was also like that.
可是因为我后来信了主。
But because afterwards I believed in the Lord.
不知不觉这些话我就说不出来
了。Unknowingly, wonderfully, I just, naturally, I cannot speak in this way anymore.
为什么？
Why?
因为我里面不一样了。
Because it is different within.
我里面有一个新的生命。
There's a new life within.
我就不想再说这些污言秽语。
No longer would I...delight to speak such filthy language.
不是我自己控制不说啊。
It's not that I'm trying to control myself and not to speak this way.
是我自己里面很讨厌说了。
But there's a disgust within that I do not want to speak in this way.
朋友们，这是什么呢？
Dear friends, what is this?
这就是一个新的生命。
This is a new life.
所以朋友们，在两千年前。
So, my dear friends, 2000 years ago.
耶稣在十字架上面受死又复活。
Jesus was crucified on the cross. He died and he was risen.
这件事情极为伟大。
This is wonderful and great.
他除去了人的罪。
He has taken away our sin.
而且从根子上面叫人不愿意再犯罪了。
And even in the root of it, he causes us not to delight, not wanting to sin.
这样他就为我们可以得享平安铺平了道路。
Then we're able to receive peace and have this way before us, way of peace before us.
那现在的问题是
Now then the final question is,
我们如何才能够得到平安？
How then are we able to receive peace?
我们如何才能够得着耶稣从死里复活这样的福气呢？
How are we able to gain this blessing of the fact that the Lord died and was risen from death for us?
我们刚才念的这段圣经。
Now we have read this passage.
最后有几个字。
And there are these last words in this passage.
二十节这里说。
Verse 20 at the end says,
门徒看见主就喜乐了。
Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
这里看见这个字哈。
Now this word saw,
除了有视觉上面的看见的意思以外。
Now besides the meaning on the surface of seeing something visible,
它里面还有一些意思是经历。
Within this word, there's also not only a seeing, but an experience.
而且还有一个意思是仰望。
And not only experience, but also look to hope in.
朋友们，
Dear friends,
凡是真实的看见
one who have truly seen,
也就是真实的相信仰望耶稣的人
those who have seen him, but truly also have seen him, experienced him, and looked to him, and hope in him, trust in him,
他就喜乐了
then they are glad, they rejoice,
他就知足了
and they are content,
他也就平安了
and there is peace,
几千年来
through these thousands of years,
我们中国人不懂得这个满足的平安。
Now, for the Chinese, we do not know this peace of contentment.
今天上帝平安的福音来到我们当中。
Now, today, our God in heaven has given us this glad tidings, this gospel of peace.
还没有信主的朋友们。
Now, my dear friends who have yet to believe in the Lord.
你愿意得着吗？
Are you willing to receive this?
凡相信耶稣的人
All those who believe in Jesus
就能够得到
They're able to receive this
我最后讲一点自己信主的见证
Now lastly, I'll just share a bit of my testimony how I believe in Jesus
跟我们当中许多人一样
Just like many of us
我从小就是很没有安全感的
Now even when I was young, growing up, I was very insecure
压力很大
A lot of stress
没有平安
No peace
从人看起来这个孩子还蛮不错的
From man's perspective, I was a good child
也很会念书
I study hard, study well
可是我自己知道我并不快乐
But I myself knew I was not happy
人们常说童年很快乐
And many would say, oh, you have a happy childhood, the childhood is happy
可是我从来没有觉得我的童年很快乐
But I never felt I had a happy childhood
在大学的时候
When I was in college
我们班的同学戏称我是忧郁王子啊。
And then they voted me as the depressed, the one who is most depressed.
那个时候我心里面就有一个疑问。
And so in my heart I had this question.
我这一辈子。
And throughout my life.
我靠什么可以立足于世?
What can I stand on? What can I make my name in this world?
有什么东西我可以抓得住?
What can I hold on to? What is tangible in this world?
使我不需要再担心，不需要再害怕，可以心里面有平安。
What is it that I can hold on to in this world that will bring away, take away the fear, take away all the insecurities that I would have peace?
有一天我去新华书店。
And so one day I visited a bookstore.
看见里面有几个大字。
And I saw these big words in the bookstore.
知识就是力量。
Knowledge is power.
我想这个很有道理。
Oh, I thought this is makes a lot of sense.
有了知识我就有力量。
When I have knowledge, I have power.
我就不害怕。
I don't need to be afraid.
于是呢我就更加拼命的读书。
So then, I study even all the more harder.
读了本科读硕士。
And so, I finished my studies and I went for a master's.
那读完硕士读博士。
And after my master's, I went for a PhD.
拿到博士学位那算是有知识了吧
And so after my PhD, well, I have knowledge, right?
可是当我博士毕业的时候呢
But when I graduated with my PhD
有一天我跟我的博士导师有一点谈话
Now one day I had this conversation with my PhD professor
他好像听出一点什么来
And he gave me some insight
他就说
He said
你现在都博士毕业了你还怕什么呢
And so his comment was, now you already graduated with a PhD. What else are you afraid of?
所以弟兄姐妹们朋友们你看
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
一个人读到博士学位
Even for someone as I had a PhD.
好像学富五车
And I am very knowledgeable. I'm abundance in the knowledge.
可是里面还是没有平安
But within, I still lack that peace.
生命和生活中没有安全感，没有平安。
In my life, in my living, insecure, no peace, no rest.
这个问题一直困扰着我。
And this continued to trouble me.
直到1998年，我来到美国。
Until 1998, when I came to the U.S.
那不久就有人带我去教会。
Shortly after that, someone brought me to gather in the church.
我心里面很稀奇。
I was wondering.
我看教会里面的这些人好像不太一样。
And I looked at the people in the church and they seem different.
他们好像看起来很开心啊。
They seem very joyful.
就像大家一样。
Just like everyone.
脸上满有欢喜的容光啊。
There is a smile, a sense of joy on their faces.
也很有爱心。
And filled with love.
我心里面就很羡慕他们。
And I envy them.
我心里就想，我要做这样的人。
And I thought, I want to be like that.
那一天我就决守决志，相信耶稣。
So on that day, I raised my hand.
第一次去教会。
The first time I went to church, I raised my hand to accept the Lord.
就决定相信耶稣。
I decided to believe in Jesus.
哇，自从相信了耶稣啊。
And after I believe in Jesus,
我的心中实在是太快乐了。
So much joy in my heart.
好像头上的一朵乌云散开了。
It seems like the cloud has been lifted.
我终于好像看见了蓝天一样。
And as now I can see the blue skies.
我不用再为明天忧虑了。
I do not need to worry about tomorrow.
这位造天造地的神，他认识我呀。
The creator of heaven and earth, he knows me.
他也爱我呀。
He loves me.
他负我一生的责任呢。
And he is responsible for my life.
那我还有什么可忧虑的呢？
What do I need to worry about?
我心中依靠他就好了。
All I need to do is put my trust in him.
从那个时候直到现在。
And from that moment on till now.
25年过去了。
25 years has passed.
我心里面从来没有后悔过。
I have never regretted.
而且常常蛮有感恩。
And I'm always filled with gratitude and thanksgiving.
后来我就和我的太太把福音传给我们在国内的亲人们。
And later on, my wife and I, we share the gospel with our dear ones in China.
在我们的影响底下，有许多亲人信得住。
And with our sharing, many of our loved ones believe in the Lord.
我后来算一算，大约有21个。
And after I took a count, it's about 21.
这其中就有我的岳父和岳母。
Amongst them are my in-laws.
在过去的两年多的时间里面。
And these past 2 years.
很多的家庭都经受非常巨大的考验。
Many families, all the families have endured much testing.
我们家也是。
Same with our family.
我的岳父和岳母是住在武汉的。
Now, my in-laws, they actually live in Wuhan.
武汉的疫情一起来，我的岳母就感染了。
Once the pandemic started in Wuhan, my mother-in-law was infected.
你知道那个时候他们可是三个老人家住在一起的。
Now, during those times, the three elderlies, they live together.
岳父岳母是80岁。
My in-laws, they're in their 80s.
我太太的外婆那个时候是100岁。
At that time, my wife's maternal grandmother, she was 100 at that time.
我岳父有高血压，有高血糖。
Now, my father-in-law, he has high blood pressure, and he is diabetic. Blood sugar is high.
当时我们心里想。
And we were thinking in our hearts.
这还了得。
This is not good.
灭门之祸就在眼前了。
The whole family is going to...die is right before us.
遇见这样的情况
And in this situation,
朋友们，我们怎么办？
What do we do?
这个时候我们能靠谁？
Who can we trust?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus. We trust in him.
我们依靠他。
We trust him.
我们就祷告。
We pray.
我们就把这个情况告诉主耶稣。
And we let the Lord know.
那个时候不只是我们自己祷告
Not only were we praying
我们全教会
The church
全世界所有的认识我们的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters throughout the world who knows us
都为我们祷告
They were praying for us
祷告了我们就交托给神
After we pray we entrust this to God
我们就等候神
We await for him
心中有平安
There is peace in our heart
我岳父在电话里面
My father-in-law, over the phone,
还安慰我们呢。
He comforts us.
他说
He said,
我不知道后面会发生什么事情。
I don't know what will happen.
但是你们不要怕。
But do not fear.
如果我们在今生能够见面
If we can see each other again,
那当然好。
Of course, that would be wonderful.
如果今生见不上
If we cannot meet again,
那我们就天上见。
We shall see each other in heaven.
我太太眼泪当场就流下来。
And my wife also.
真是感谢神。
I thank God he said that to both of us.
家里面遭遇这么大的事情。
We encounter such a great difficulty at home.
老人家还是心中非常的淡定。
The seniors at home, they are still very restful and calm.
要是不是因为相信耶稣。
If it is not the fact that they believe in Jesus,
这是不可能。
It is impossible.
结果神迹出现。
As a result, the miracle took place.
我岳母竟然一天比一天好起来。
My mother-in-law got better day by day.
那其他的两位老人家竟然也没有被感染。
And both the others at the same house, they were not infected.
所以朋友们。
So, dear friends.
信耶稣真是太好了。
It is wonderful that we believe in Jesus.
今天在我们的当中。
Today in our midst.
如果还有人没有相信耶稣。
If there are any amongst us who have yet to believe in Jesus.
我的心里面真的巴不得你今天可以相信。
It is our deep desire in all of our hearts that you will believe in him today.
我们这样的人活在这个世上。
As we live in this world.
我们如果不认识这位神。
If we do not know this God.
我们到哪里去找平安呢?
Where can we find peace?
平安只有一条路。
There is only one way to peace.
得着平安只有一条路。
There is only one way to receive peace.
就是相信我们的这位救主耶稣基督。
That is to believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个时候我想问一下。
So at this time, at this moment, I'd like to ask.
在我们当中，如果你还没有信主的。
If there are ones in our midst that have yet to believe in the Lord.
你今天愿不愿意?
Today, are you willing?
也相信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
如果你心中有感动。
If you're moved in your heart.
可以把你的手轻轻地举起来。
You can raise your hand.
今天在我们当中有没有愿意相信的?
Are there any amongst us who is willing to believe?
包括在线上的朋友们。
And our friends who are joining us online.
如果你在线上。
If you are online.
听了这个信息。
And you hear this message.
你心中有感动。
And you're moved in your heart.
可以在 Zoom 的 chat 上面写一个 A 字
And you can put an A on the chat room
然后我们就知道你是愿意的
To let us know that you are willing
在线上的朋友们有没有愿意的
Any friends online
如果你愿意就在 chat 上面写一个 A 字
And if you are willing just type a note on the chat put an A
在现场的有没有还没有信主的朋友
Any friends online joining us that have yet to believe in Jesus
你愿意的也盼望你可以把手举起来相信。
If you're willing, I also ask you to raise your hand.
有没有
？Anyone?
还是我们当中都已经是相信耶稣了吗
？Perhaps all of us in our midst seated here have believed in Jesus.
我巴不得我们大家都相信耶稣。
May it be that all of us believe in Him.
今天不要留下一个。
Not one will be left behind.
不要留下一个没有相信。
Not one will be left behind.
还走出这个房间。
Not one leaving this room will be left behind.
这是我们得着平安唯一的道路。
This is the only way for us to receive peace.
这个平安我得着了。
I've received such peace.
我们家也得着了。
I have received in my house.
今天在座的许许多多的人都得着了。
And many in our midst have received.
实在是巴不得你也可以得着。
May it be that you also will receive such peace.
有没有当中我们有没有还没有信主的朋友
？Any dear friends who have yet to believe in the Lord in our midst?
还有在线上的。
Anyone online?
有朋友没有相信耶稣的。
Who have yet to believe in Jesus?
你愿意相信吗
？Are you willing to believe?
相信就得着。
You believe and you shall receive.
不相信永远得不着。
If you do not believe, you will not receive it.
好。有没有
？Anyone?
那我就假定大家都是信耶稣的哈。
Then I would assume that we all believe in Jesus.
好，那我们最后就有点祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你是平安的道路。
Thou art the way of peace.
你是把自己献上。
Thou have given thyself.
为我们死了。
And given thyself to die for us.
而且死在十字架上。
And even the death on the cross.
为我们流血牺牲。
And thou have shed thy blood to sacrifice for us.
成就了平安。
And has accomplished peace.
叫所有相信的人。
So all those who believe.
都可以得着。
Can receive.
平安不是无价的。
Peace comes at a cost.
乃是你自己付了生命的代价。
And thou thyself have paid this price.
主啊，我们就来到你的面前。
Lord, therefore we come into thy presence.
向你献上全然的敬拜和赞美。
And we give thee all the worship and all the praises.
你实在是爱我们的那位神。
Indeed, thou art God who loves us.
爱我们爱到死的神。
And thou art God who loves us even until death.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
谢谢你
We thank thee.
谢谢你让我们可以认识你。
We thank thee that thou have saved us, that we may know thee.
在我们当中，心里面还有还没有相信的。
In our midst, those who have yet to believe.
如果你还没有相信。
If you have not believed yet.
我相信你听了这篇信息。
I believe after you hear this message.
主啊，我们就求你。
Lord, we pray that thou would bless all those who have joined us and have yet to believe.
你继续地感动他们。
Lord, continue to move them.
你继续地引领他们。
Lord, continue to guide them.
直到有一天他们归在你的名下。
Until one day they will come to believe in thee.
我们今天所有的已经相信你的人。
All those who have already believed in thee,
但愿我们的心再次得到激励。
Once again, may our hearts be excited and encouraged.
因为你是主。
Because thou art Lord.
你是我们的救主。
And thou art our Savior.
我们归从了你。
And we have belonged, believed and belonged to thee.
我们就一生要跟从你。
And all our life we shall follow thee.
直到你再来的日子。
Until thou come again.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank thee for hearing our prayers.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.